Georgia. We're starting in East Asia today with a tale of two Koreas. First, the North, a secretive communist dictatorship that claims it recently tested out a hydrogen bomb. International officials reacted with everything from anger to doubt over the Asian country's statement. But yesterday, a U.S. B-52 bomber flew over South Korea. It was a message that the U.S. would stand by its southern ally if war between it and the North ever breaks out again. Will Ripley, a reporter with CNN, says North Korea absolutely took notice of the flight. Before that, he spoke to some North Korean students who find pride and optimism in their country's military efforts.
As the clock strikes midnight on Kim Jong-un's birthday, an eerie melody reminding North Koreans of the sacrifices of their leaders. Musical propaganda echoes through Pyongyang every day, every night, reinforcing a message of loyalty to the supreme leader. On the front page of North Korea's main state newspaper, Kim Jong-un signing the order to test what the regime calls a hydrogen bomb. Many outside observers question the claim. But there's no doubt among these students lined up outside Pyongyang Science and Technology Center, the North Koreans say were the first foreign media to visit the brand new building.
It looks like a symbol of science.
North Korean researcher Lee Won believes this week's nuclear test ensures peace, even as much of the world calls it a dangerous, provocative act.
It is only for the self-defense.
So do North Koreans want to be friends with Americans?
Why not?
But the current political climate makes that impossible. Years of isolation began during the previous Kim regimes. Young future scientists, doctors, and other students have little or no access to the internet, only a state-controlled intranet.
So you see a lot of students doing research here in the library, and they're using North Korea's version of the iPad.
They study surrounded by photos of their leaders.
So test number 312.
And models of North Korean weapons.
It means that our nation is very powerful.
Medical student Lee Ju-sung sits beneath a replica of a rocket that launched a North Korean satellite into orbit.
This is only for peaceful purpose. We don't want war.
But outside experts accuse North Korea's space program of being a front for ballistic missile development. Missiles that could someday carry nuclear warheads across the region, or even the world.